Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Undertaker's Widow by Philip Margolin, performed by Eric Daw. For Aunt B, Part 1, The Undertaker's Widow. 1. Leroy Dennis began making dire predictions about the driving conditions as soon as the police dispatcher said that the scene of the shooting was a mansion on Crestview Drive. A week of torrential rains had devastated Oregon. Rivers were flooding, towns were being evacuated, power failures were the norm, and mudslides were closing roads and highways around the state. The worst slides in Portland were in the hills that loomed above the city center. Crestview Drive was at the top of Portland's highest hill. Lou Anthony took the most direct route to the crime scene. A mountain of oozing earth almost stopped the homicide detectives halfway up Southwest Chandler Road. A series of flares had been spread along the pavement to warn off motorists. The unearthly rain, the devouring darkness on the edges of the headlights, and the curling smoke from the flares made Anthony wonder if he had detoured into a corner of Hades. "What have we got, Leroy?" Anthony asked as he maneuvered around the slide. "A James Allen called in the 9/11, the slender black detective answered. "He works for the owner, Lamar Hoyt. Allen says that there were two dead. A man broke in and shot Hoyt, then the wife shot the perp."
"Hoyt? That's Ellen Kreese's husband."
"Isn't Kreese the state senator who used to be a cop?"
Anthony nodded. "She was good, too, and a crack shot."
Dennis shook his head. "This guy sure picked the wrong house to burgle."
There were few streetlights on Crestview Drive, and the road...